This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:37 on the ticket, live from Choctaw Casino and Resorts, Durant, Oklahoma. The Hardline and Why Today Doesn't Suck just around the corner, but right now we have to throw it back to Monto, who is short of one slice pizza because that was taken without even asking from our engineering department. Hopefully they can forge forward with the NIT break.
Thank you, Sean. I will try to do this even though I'm a bit peckish now. You can see my ribs as I have no food. We have six candidates here today. We will start with candidate number one, which is a double turkey from Matt McLaren. They, of course, were the invasion out at SEC Media Days for the first part of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And he had a couple of misspeaks, including this one, where he forgot the name of the NBA's commissioner.
But right now, before we get into the NBA and why David Silver is not happy with LeBron.
Or Adam. I don't know what his brother's thinking, but Adam maybe... Adam's a little upset.
David Silver was a character in Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, really? Wow. I don't know where your mind is right
all
now.
All right. Well, probably not him. Not him. But let's go back to the mothership. It's time for Friday Frivolity with Travis.
Boy, nothing cracks up Matt like Matt.
Boy, I tell you what. He's probably confusing David Stern and Adam Silver. And got a 90210 character.
He was laughing too much at what he said.
His like, own joke.
I get it, but yeah. was it that funny?
Stopped him down, though.
The mind of Matt.
So, Matty Beers, part one is candidate one. Part two here, another misspeak. This was yesterday when we had an early Just a Sip. I was sitting in there, as was Travis and Lando.
No way.
Noted beer drinker Monty, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not a great guy to test the floral notes of a beer. It's can I keep a straight face while I drink it basically the entire time. But the bad thing is you had a full studio in there. So on this one, when Matt has his misspeak, he gets piled on pretty quickly.
Definitely tasty beers. I'm excited about this because this is a big boy.
It's a motor oil one?
Yes.
This is a Donovan's
damn
nut here.
So, my buddy.
What?
What?
Is
buddy,
that what you call your grandma?
Is this grandma's
beer? So, my
beer?
Gam sent me this one.
I didn't know it was in his blood like that.
I was going to say, my buddy Bobby, who is the owner and the brewer over there at Odd Muse Brewing, brought this up to us.
It's just weird that you call him Bubby.
Well, thanks, Bubby. His birthday was yesterday, I found out. So happy birthday, Bubby.
My Bubby.
His Bubby Brister.
My Wibble Bubby. I can see my buddy Bobby tripping you up. But
baby
still
buddy Bobby.
Saying Bubby.
Bible bonkers.
It's very funny.
Bubby's Bible bonkers.
So, Matt McLaren, candidate one and candidate number two. Up next here, I think we'll put this one on Dave, even though Ham gets it started. Dave's the one, I think, who takes it over the finish line, and it is a story during Community Quick Hits. You may, if you heard the e-break this morning, heard part two of this. This was part one, where they shockingly can't handle a cockfighting story.
Maybe Ham can adopt them all and turn them into tendies.
It wouldn't work out that way.
You think they would turn on Ham? They would know what he was up to?
I think that he's pretty suspicious. Like, he looks like a guy that enjoys them more than others. Because he has the look in his eyes like in the Bugs Bunny cartoons where you just see food in your eyes. They know you, Ham.
I mean, given the opportunity, I'll take an...
Again, I don't think so. You might want to dump yourself. Did you?
Peter,
what is going on in there?
It's clearly my fault. I apologize.
He's just laying back. It's like DJs are just flying around him.
DJ's gone, and
Peter's thinking about 7 o'clock when.
Yep.
Kick around, tackles the World Cup final. He ain't worried about community quick hits and policing you.
I'm trying to put Lars's goodbye gift together.
Yes.
And write up his goodbye card.
Indeed. Little care package.
Yeah. Maybe he would want to take a cock home.
Probably not allowed on the plane.
Put it up in overhead like the claret jug.
Yeah.
Maybe, if it was like a stuffed that was sucking on a liquor bottle.
Okay.
All right. Do it again.
There's two.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
Can you not move on?
Erling Haaland had a raccoon. Why couldn't you have a rooster?
You just stop it. I don't know.
So, tough to legislate that one again.
Ham's at fault.
Ham was the catalyst.
Because Davey cannot resist.
Yeah, he's like, okay, he made one. I get to do this too.
But
it's funny, Corby's like, please dump yourself. Did you do it?
There was like eight before I spoke up.
Yes, they were firebombing those jokes beforehand, and then Ham did that one and went overboard. But also, I think Dave could be at fault because Dave's the one who did the story for one reason and one reason only.
Okay. It's the only reason we're doing this.
Yeah. Good point.
And once he saw that, the dump runway was clear, he decided to do his own.
Just go full blast.
And he went full blast.
So to speak.
We'll put that one on Dave because we got to let Dave go head to head with Ham, as Ham is candidate number 4 here. On Sunday morning, Ham, with Sod and myself, no DJ, had a hard time with a word, shockingly.
Speaking of magic trick, I saw something right before our show started that I thought I would never see either. And that was Ham finally pull off his gift card grift.
It's not a grift.
And he tricked poor old Elf.
It's not a trick.
Who was trying to leave in his little rocking chair. And Ham has been getting these gift cards from the station for a while. Anytime he finds some kind of issue, they like to take care of the person that found the issue and give them.
Because I'm saving the company money.
Gift cards. Yeah. You're also in a very unique spot where you're the one that can identify it over anyone else.
Yeah.
Like, and I would never see it.
And you could create it.
No, I don't. No. Because it shows up in the log that way. So it's something they put in the log. I find there's an admorality. Admorality?
What?
We'll let you work. Keep talking.
Something wrong with the log.
Abnormality?
Bingo. Eclipse. And I can take one look at it and see that it's wrong, and I'll send them an email, and it'll save the company hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
So I don't think you would have got there if I didn't finally give it to him at the end.
So yeah, if somebody's, doing something bad, you want to add morality.
Right.
Yeah, you got to add all the morality in that moment.
And then he finger pointed at me and went, bingo.
Bingo, guy.
So abnormality was there.
Abnormality.
Or amnesia.
Like, if Ham became a big political figure, you would have to hire Justin to, be the guy to just correct you during every
My
single
interpreter?
Speech.
I'm just always standing behind him and correcting him.
And he just points at you, and Justin says the correct word.
Bingo.
All right, Ham, you are candidate number 4 here. Candidate number 5, this is Lando. Last Friday, when he was doing his last morning shift, apparently he had a norm problem where his laptop and phone kept going off.
Perez had worked for the Trump administration during the first and second terms. He's been a technical advisor and a teleprompter operator.
When is he going to play quarterback for Texas Tech?
I mean, he could now. He's on unpaid leave. We'll have to check if he has any college eligibility.
And file an injunction, of course.
There we go.
Right, of course.
Oh. Will you turn off your freaking phone?
Why are you texting me, Will Connerly?
Computer and phone.
I was sharing something with you about that. You're talking about my fault.
That's all right. There we go. Where'd you go, Baldy?
Will Tankersley.
A missing California millionaire. Their remains have been identified 45 years later. Thelma Jeanette Gaston went missing in June of 1981. Tyler, stop calling me. She went missing in June
then the wolves come out and try to attack you as much as they can and call you and text you.
I was sending you a text message from my phone that goes to your phone.
Okay, and be then, nice to Will.
And then it pops up on your screen and you read it.
Yes, Will. We understand how it works.
That's just what a text message
right.
is.
We're good. By the way, that was a perfect Daddy laugh at the end of that we could absolutely isolate.
One sec, sorry.
Come on. So many good Daddy laughs.
All right, Lando is candidate number 5 here. Our last one before we vote. It is Will Connerly.
Oh, yes.
And I think this is hilarious. This is one of my favorite things I've heard in a while.
Ooh, because it's funny.
So this was on the T-Box at the beginning of their show. They're setting up, introducing the crew.
Uh-huh.
And Rick Arnett and Eli are going around the horn. They say hi to Tramiel. They're bored up. And then they try to introduce Will, and Will's not there.
And Will Connerly doing tickers twice an hour. Good morning to you. On the ticket.
Maybe he's not there yet.
Easier.
Taking a wee wee.
He's locked in.
He's locked in.
Yeah, asleep probably.
Well, it's been quite a journey these first couple days. I can't imagine what we're going to talk about today, Eli.
Well, there's been a lot of storylines from this Open Championship. And, you know, I mean, we are starting early, but if there is a major for us to start early, it makes sense to do it for this one because there is actually golf happening while we're on the air.
They are playing right now.
So, yeah, it actually does make a little more sense for us to do an early start for the Open Championship. But, yeah, a lot of interesting storylines over the first
morning,
couple of
brothers.
Days. And hello. Good morning. Boy, what kind of delay did we have there?
No, I'm here. No, I'm here.
Yeah, we got it. Well, good morning. Again.
So like 40 seconds later, he comes in.
Hi.
While they're talking, and he goes,
first
morning,
couple
brothers.
Of days. And
he just hits him with a morning, brothers.
It feels like there was just an awful delay on the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah, but normally it's like a couple of seconds, not a minute.
You missed your opportunity.
It's like, I got to get my introduction. Sorry. Hey, guys. I'm here.
By the way, is Rick okay? Rick Arnett sounded like he was not doing well that morning.
I don't know. You'll have to ask him. Luckily, Will was there to say hi. And
Will Tankersley.
I wish this was isolated, him going, morning, brothers.
First
morning,
couple brothers. Of days. And
but it gets talked over.
It does. That's great.
What a great delay there for Will Tankersley. All right, let's vote. Is it Matt McLaren as candidate number 1, mixing up the commissioners? Is it Bubby Matt? Is it Dave firing off sea jokes? Is it Ad Morality Ham? Lando, who is Norm? Or delayed Will? We will start the voting today with not Will, but Michael Dixon.
Delayed Will.
All right. Ham.
Bingo.
Oh, voting for himself. Very EA.
We'll get a new ham drop.
Sean.
I'm going to put a ring around Davey's name.
Okay. Mino.
I will take Morning Brothers.
Okay. I'm also going to vote for Morning Brothers.
I'll vote for him, too.
Yeah, it's you, yeah, apparently. So that will give Will Connerly the win, who has now won 3.
Okay.
But he still needs 12 if he wants to catch Ham as the all-time leader.